Hi everyone. So I have been inspired to do the accent challenge, and I'm gonna do the Tumblr one, but I was trying to decide whether or not to do a bilingual version with my work voice versus my drankin' voice, one of which has a very muted accent versus one which sounds like she just crawled out the swamp. But that's a lot of work. And, I'm feeling chatty, but not, particularly, I'm not that fucking dedicated. So we're just gonna roll with it and see what we get. So I'm gonna do the Tumblr accent challenge questions. Number one, your name or username. So my username is Marcella Hattrick, and where you're from is number two. So I'm from Georgia. Now it's spelled Georgia, but it's Georgia. Number three, pronounce the following words. Okay, so first word, when I read it, or I'm speaking with someone in the abstract about the concept. It's aunt. AUNT, aunt. When I'm speaking as a, like, about these specific people, when it's a proper noun for my parents' sisters, it's Aunt Dina, Aunt Faye. When I'm speaking about the proper noun for my grandparents' sisters, it's Aunt Sue, Aunt Sarah. Not Sarah, Sarah. So it really depends on how I grew up, I guess, like how I learned their names as I was growing up. But in the abstract, it's Aunt. But if I grew up with you as Aunt Faye, then you're Aunt Faye. If I grew up with you as Aunt Sue, then you're Aunt Sue. But if I'm just reading it somewhere else, it's Aunt. So the next one is roof. The next one is also a little strange because when I'm reading it or talking about, in the abstract, it's route. We're taking the scenic route. I grew up on a road that didn't have a name. There was no name for my road. So the post office to send mail, we were rural route, whatever the fuck. And it was route. So my childhood address was rural route, whatever. So again, depends on how I grew up, I guess. The next one is theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, and this one can be a little tricky because it depends on how angry I am or how much I have been drinking, because it could also be fire. Water, which can also turn into water, depending. New Orleans or New Orleans. Pecan, it has always been pecan, it will always be pecan. Fight me about it. I'm aggressively southern. both, again. Now there's probably and probably. Again, depending. Alabama, lawyer, also can be lawyer, depending. Coupon, when I was a child, it was coupon, but it's coupon now. I'm a grown person. I actually have to use them, they're coupons. Mayonnaise, pajamas, caught. Or again, depending on how far into a bottle I am, caught. Naturally, or naturally. Aluminum. GIF. GIF, motherfuckers, I will die on this hill. Tumblr. Cracker Jack. Doorknob. Envelope. And I have not actually heard anyone speak G G-P-O-Y, like as a word. I've only ever seen it typed, but it looks like ahoy, and so I would probably be like, G-Poy! So, you know, because I'm a fucking nerd. Alright, number four. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That is TPing a house. I'm pretty sure that's universal. Number five. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Okay, y'all, me, an intellectual, I know that it's a soft drink or a soda. I have called them soft drinks and sodas. But in my buttered biscuit honeysuckle heart of hearts, it's a fucking Coke. They're all Coke. All of them. number six. What do you call gym shoes? I've always called them tennis shoes. I've never played tennis, but they've just always been tennis shoes. Number seven, what do you call your grandparents? Okay, so I had a granny, papa, granddaddy, and a mama. And then once I got old enough that that was fucking ridiculous, we called her grandma. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? Okay, again, me, an intellectual, it's a shopping cart or a cart. But when you're leaving the store and it's piled with groceries and you get sort of a running start and you hop on and ride that sumbitch down the aisle to your car, it's a buggy. I'm holding on to childhood by my teeth and fingernails, y'all. Don't take that from me. All right, number nine. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? That would be the remote. Number 10, choose a book and read a passage from it. I'm going to skip this one because the closest books that I have to hand are about how to realistically write serial killers, and I'm not going to subject y'all to that. It's NaNoWriMo is coming up, and I'm a fucking nerd. So yeah, again, not going to subject y'all to that. You're just going to have to use your imagination. Number 11, do you think you have an accent? Well, obviously. I try to stifle it and kind of tone it back while I'm at work because I work in, you know, a professional environment or whatever. But some of it does leak through, and some of it I do try to keep because apparently the Southern accent is a very, you know, I don't know, a very pleasant accent to, you know, telephone customers, whatever that you talk to on the phone. So we try to keep a little bit of it, but for the most part, I try not to because I cuss a lot, like a lot. And so I'm like, I'm going to try not to sound like a fucking hayseed. Like if I'm going to cuss a lot, I should probably not sound like fucking Sling Blade off in that bitch. So you can have one or the other, but not both. So I chose to keep, you know, to keep my profanity and let the accent slip a little bit. All right. And last one, end audio post by saying any three words you want. Okay. So I'm going to help y'all with a little bit of pronunciation of a couple of cities in Georgia that people seem to have trouble with. So number one is Vidalia. Where the onions come from, it's Vidalia. Okay. Number two, we have a city that the name is spelled the same as the city in New York. Here, it's called Albany. Okay? Albany. So, just Vidalia, Albany. And the last one, just because it's fun, is Humuhumu Nuku Nuku Apua'a. Because I'm a nerd! But, yeah. So, that was my accent challenge. Because why the fuck not? And thanks for listening. Bye, guys.